Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. Beyond the title to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talented guests on from different places. Holla welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we on it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. Instead of pick people's interest, going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with some veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the top that's really on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you black gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we address it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics. Other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge it. If we come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio. Tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
All right, so what's going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. It's your boy, Tay Real, here with my homeboy and my great co-host, Mr. Bobby G. What's good, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, Tay? What's up, everybody out there? Yeah, we got a great show for you tonight. We got the Battle of Hip Hop young lady from back in the days, Boss Chick Rain. She's here to
Boss Chick Rain,
you know,
in the building.
Yep. She gave us a little time, so we appreciate her spending, you know, the time that she has with us. So we're just about to get right into it. All right.
Yeah, because
right.
normally we are introducing all that stuff, but we just gonna get it on, man. We just gonna let Miss Rain speak for herself. What's good, Rain?
What's goody? Peace. Thanks for having
me. Man, this has been a long time. We appreciate you. You know, it's crazy because, like, it's just been so much going on. I know you probably had a lot of crazy stuff going on. I had a lot of stuff going on in my life, too, where, like, everything just was – it was just a lot of crazy stuff happening. Like, I had, like, a crazy past week, and I had to kind of scramble, you know what I mean, to try to get things in order. Then, you know, I'm hitting you up, and there's just all types of crazy stuff going on behind the scenes, but we actually made it happen through all the craziness and the stuff that we deal with in everyday life. So, you know, Man, how you been, man? How you been? Let the people know. It's been a long time since you've been on these airwaves with us, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been good. I've just been, like, kind of planning to revamp a couple things behind the scenes. So I've just been really observing what's going on, like, as far as hip-hop and battle rap and everything. So, but, you know, other than that, I've just been kind of just chilling.
Okay, okay. And so for the listeners who might be hip-hop fans, if they're battle rap fans, I refuse to believe they're battle rap fans and don't know who you are. I don't see how you can be a battle rap fan and not know who Busta Rhymes is. But if they're like, you know, people got one foot in, one foot out, and they might have seen like a Moot battle here or like a T-Rex battle there, but they not like really invested in the culture, so they don't watch a lot of battles. For like those people who might be listening, you know what I mean, who might not necessarily be familiar, just let the people know real quick, like, you know, who is Boss Chick Rain and you know what I mean, what you do as far as like you playing your part in the culture.
Yeah, for those who don't know, I mean, as far as like I got my start within battle rap by, you know, I was on Queen of the Ring. But before even that, I was always doing media and trying to, like, basically provide a platform for female rappers, you know. So I kind of came into the game doing that already. And then I kind of, like, I was at the first couple of events, you know, actually doing interviews and stuff, like, low-key. And at the same time, battle rapping. And then I saw, like, a void where there was no radio shows really that catered to battle rap. And so this is always being debated, but the fact is I did create the first radio show in battle rap. Like, there were no, you know, radio platforms. And Battle Talk Radio, simultaneously with being a battle rapper, I was doing that, you know what I mean, providing the platform. It was the difference was that it was live in studio, so every battle rapper used to come through. I did cyphers, we played their music. You know, and at the same time, I was like branding myself as Boss Chick. I was selling merch as Boss Chick. I did a lot of like, I pioneered a lot of stuff within the battle rap culture that a lot of times I feel like I don't get my just due and my credit for it. But, you know, after that, while battling, you know, I kind of saw like how I wanted to create something different with regards to female battle rap. So I went my own way and I created my, I created a battle league. And we had a good run with that, you know what I mean? But, you know, like being an entrepreneur in battle rap, you kind of like, you gotta like live in, you know, you kind of like, you learn as you go. Just being an entrepreneur period, you learn as you go. So, you know, after that, still had the radio show going, and then I kind of transitioned the radio show to more of a TV show, and that's with Rapmatic and Battle Code. Battle Code basically is Battle Talk Radio transitioned to like a TV format. And even with that, you know, just doing like dope interviews, Rapmatic with the dope production, and really making the battle rapper look like, you know, look like something too.
A star.
You know, like,
yeah.
Right, you know, and even with that, not getting a lot of just due because, you know, it's just about, you know, I want to shout you out for always giving me my flowers, you know what I mean, because it kind of, you know, it means
appreciate
a lot
it.
Because I feel like I've done a lot in the culture, and then a lot of times, you know, I feel like I don't get it. It has lots of tool to do with being a woman in the game, kind of, and standing on your own too, and having your own platform. You know, you kind of get even more pushback and stuff. So, yeah, like, you know, now I'm here, and I, you know, also did a couple of, like, big face-offs out to RBE with Rapmatic. We, you know, I did a lot of big historical face-offs in battle rap. And so right now I'm like, transitioning out of battle rap, but, like, still doing stuff within it because I still feel like I always got into it to actually just show it love because, you know, hip hop mainstream used to kind of like ignore it. You know what I mean? So it's like now, and it's still, it's like always like a guilty pleasure, I feel like, for like mainstream. But now you're seeing more and more celebrities like claim it and say that they're watching it. And even the other day, Meek Mill's posting, a lot of the girl battles and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
oh, that's fine. I didn't know people, that. That's dope. That's dope of me.
Yeah, you know what happened? I got tagged into it because he posted. Tierra Whack posted my battle with a clip of my battle with Matrimony, and she was saying how Meek was clowning her, saying that she looked like Matrimony or whatever. But then yesterday he posted Hustle versus Twerk, and he also posted Star Girl Lady Red, her a ballad from back in the day. So that means that, like, people's watching, you know what I mean? And there's a Ocho Cinco. He mentioned something about the battle rap too, saying he got barred.
Oh, so Johnson, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people are tapped in, and that's what it's really all about. And I feel like that's, you know, that it's about 10 years, about 10 years ago getting into it, or 8 years ago. You know, it was for that, like, to get to, like, always include battle rap as a part of, because if you really peep Game too, like, with the Versus challenges going on, they literally kind of took, like, a battle format and as a way of entertainment during COVID, and they flipped it into, like, a business, you know what I'm saying? So battle rap is just really a real important part of hip-hop, and I feel like, you know, that's why I rocked with it so long, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, we got to definitely give you a round of applause for creating a platform for the female rap artists. So that's, you know, you definitely deserve a round of applause for that. And, man, that's just amazing. Like, I grew up watching, you know, VJ Ralph and Daniels, you know, Video Music Box. And he paved the way for, like, you know, he's from Brooklyn, New York. And he paved the way for, like, pretty much almost every New York rapper, like every New York, not even just New York, really a lot of rappers all around the United States, because he used to play N.W.A. Everything that I saw, like, back in the 80s and 90s, I saw it on, like, hip hop, and I listened to it. I heard it, I saw his video first. I saw the video on Video Music Box, DJ Malcolm Daniel. So that's how I knew about Jay-Z, N.W.A., Wu-Tang Clan, like anybody out there big. I used to listen to old school battle rap when Kumo D this Busy Beat back in the days. So I remember that battle, you know, Tape Master. Everybody used to buy the tapes from Tape Master, the cassette tapes. And people from Brooklyn, these people from all over went uptown to get tapes from Tape Master all the time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's coming out with a big box walking around with tapes from Tape Master with battle rap stuff, you know? A lot of stuff back in the days of Crash Crew and other artists, the Cold Crush 4. I remember all those cats coming up. You know, back in the days, my nephew's father, him and his boy from Ebbets Field from Brooklyn, the old baseball field, they came out with a rap song off of Love Is the Message. It's called Rock the Message. His name was Chili T back then. So, you know, so I grew up hip-hop. So I know all about it since day one. So, and I know about all the old school battles and all that, the old school battle raps and all of that. So it's in me. So I grew up with it. So that's why.
No doubt. Bobby, the OG. That's OG Bobby right there. I call him OG Bobby.
Yeah. And I used to listen to Sub-Zero and them too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sub-Zero DVD.
Reloaded. Yes. Yeah, and all that.
Sub-Zero DVD.
I know about that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting Dipset mixtapes and stuff like that from Harlem. You know, I know about all of that. But, yeah, so it's good to have. And I love a lot of BX rappers. I love rappers from, it doesn't really matter, really, but I love New York rappers. I love New York rappers. And I love rappers from all over, but I'm New York first. So, you know, anybody from the five boroughs, that's good. Hey, I'm listening to you. I'm supporting you. So, so that's what's up, though. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, Bobby, you go ahead and hit it with the hip-hop.
Oh,
yeah. You start with hip-hop. Then we're going to move along. We will start with a little hip-hop. You know, Bobby is a super hip-hop head like the rest of us. So, Bobby, go ahead. Do your thing, Bobby.
All right. So, all right, Boss Chick Rain, when did you develop a love for hip hop?
When I developed a love for it, like you, I also just grew up in it, and being from the Bronx, you know, that's the birthplace of it. You know, you kind of like, you just become immersed in it kind of like by default, you know what I mean? I can remember even like being on the school bus, because I started rapping, I'm going to say like 12, maybe 11, 12. So I can remember just kind of just rapping on the school bus. I can't remember like what songs per se, but you know, definitely as a youngin, I definitely fell in love with it really young.
All right, awesome, awesome. So who would you say is your favorite artist from each borough, like out of the five boroughs? Is there like any specific artist you like from out of the five boroughs?
I mean, from each borough, I mean, of course, if I start with the Bronx, back then it would be, now I would normally say KRS, or, you know what I mean, back then.
Love
KRS-One. Yeah, but I kind of felt like, not to like veer off, but I feel like because of that whole like situation and what he, and his, and I feel like he kind of ruined his legacy. So like, I hate to like, you know, mention him, but it's like you can't mention him. You cannot not mention him in hip hop. Kind of, you know what I mean? If you're an Asian, you know what I mean? But, yes, and also being from the Bronx, like, he kind of meant everything at that time, you know?
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, in Brooklyn, I would say Biggie, Jay, like the typical. Queens would be Nas.
Right.
But, like, that whole.
Nas,
era,
gotta be Nas.
Yeah,
or you gotta
yeah,
put
Queens
Nas in there. Yeah.
And of course Wu-Tang, Staten Island. That's like they really put Staten Island on the map. And you know, I can't think of too many others from Staten Island like since them that really broke through like that.
Right.
So yeah, Harlem would be like Dipset. Well, Cam. I would say Cam.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say more Cam, but like Cam was dead nice back in the day. I didn't hear you.
Don't forget about Big L.
Oh yeah, like I mentioned him like by default, like for history, but my era is more Cam.
I got
you. I
would
say
Cam
Cam used to be dead nice. A lot of people don't know that, like, realize that for some reason. But I feel like when he first came in the game, like he was nice. Like Mace, you know, Cam used to be like mad nice before he got on the Coogee Fruity Rudy tip. You know what I mean? I think that everybody remembers him for that. And I'm like, he was popping way before that, you know what I mean? So but yeah, I look at
that. Oh yeah.
I know all about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah, so,
cool.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all right. So what about your favorite female rappers?
Without a question, and they like, I feel like this era right now, they do a lot of what people call revisionist history, where they kind of rewrite history and shit. But Lauryn Hill is, to me, was always like my favorite. Like she made me really, really want to rap. Like seeing her perform, seeing her kill.
She is one of my favorites.
Like, dead nice. Like, Lauryn Hill was dead nice. And I'm like, people, because I interviewed Lord Jamar, and I was like, I feel like I didn't give him enough pushback.
Dope interview, Rain. Dope interview.
Good looking.
Love that interview.
But he really was trying to act like Lauryn Hill wasn't nice. Like, well, he was saying all female rappers are not good to him. Or not. Well, he don't like female rappers. But I only bring that up because him being that, like, a golden era type of, you know, like being from, Brand Nubian. It's like, how can you diss female rappers when the best female rappers came from that era? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like MC Light, Latifah, like, and you know, and not only that, they rap better than him. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I always go hard for women who are dead nice, who really, like, go hard for their own skill because of stuff like that. You feel me? It's like we just want our just do. You know what I mean? So, and that's also –
deserve it.
I'm not gonna say that's the reason why I wanted to. Why I started rapping. I started rapping to tell stories. I was a storyteller, and that was the, you know, all my raps when I was in my teens was all stories. But at the same time, as I was becoming like of my own, I started really wanting to be, just be, you know, because at that time, if you were rapping, it wasn't like a lot of girls outside rapping like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so with me, my raps was catering to like beating the guys or to get at the guys. Cause all you really wanted was just to be respected. Even if I don't win, it's just really about, you know, that girl is nice. You know what I'm saying? So
there's a lot of good female rappers out there that was always, it felt like they had to battle against men because men was that thing you hear rapping. For the most part, and a lot of females didn't get respected as rap artists. But let me tell you something: there's a lot of great female rappers that would eat some of these guys. And I used to listen. You know who I bought a CD? I had a lot of female CDs, but one of my favorites was Rod Digger from Jersey, from Newark. She would eat anybody. She was down with Busta Rhymes.
Oh, that's ironic, right? Because don't she got a podcast with Lord Jamal? Ironic, you bought Rod Digger. They got their podcast together.
Right.
Yeah. What? She does a podcast with I never
you
knew
know
that.
That? Yeah, man.
I didn't. Yes. Wow.
She is co-host. Jamal's co-host.
He's a co-host. Wow. And he doesn't like female rappers. And she's one of the best.
Nope.
You gotta be kidding me. And I know
she's
Lord Jamal.
I
did background with him on HBO Oz. We did background together on that. So
okay.
I know him, yeah. So now we also used to work out in the same gym in downtown Brooklyn. So yeah, but wow, and that's my man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't agree with that. Yeah, that him not liking or not respecting female artists. So, but you know, it's all good. It's all good. That's his. Everybody has their opinions. But yeah. So but anyway, so okay. So Lauryn Hill, and let me see. And there was so many more that female. What about Moni Love? Who remember Moni Love? But she was
Moni Love was nice. She was good. But I feel like my favorite was Lauryn.
Hill was
also,
number one.
Right. And I also, you know, I rocked with Latifah, Light.
Queen Latifah.
Hell yeah.
MC Light.
Oh yeah.
MC Light. Yeah, she was good too.
Kim and Foxy. You know, all the
Lil Kim, Foxy Brown,
all the top names, pretty much.
Yeah, awesome. All right.
There's a girl right now though that's dead nice though called Lady London. I'm checking for her now. Yeah, she doesn't have a lot of music out, but she's been on Sway, she's been on like all the shows, like just going in. Like she's dead nice.
She's out there.
That's
right.
The latest chick that I'm really checking for.
Lady London.
She's the newest Lady London.
Yeah.
I gotta look her up.
Yeah, so
she might just put me on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got us for a talented artist, female, whatever. I don't care, female, male, talented.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta support it.
Move on to a little
battle rap, you know, and then I can't wait to get to this dating stuff because I never got to really chop it up with you on air about that, but we can get to a little battle rap. So can you give us your top five male battle rappers and top five female battle rappers? That
top
might be
five.
A lot. If you want to do top three, that's cool. That's a lot. That's 10 people. If you want to do top three of each, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, all right. I can top three girls would be E Heart, Official, and 40 Bars.
That's three of the best, for sure.
And then I will also, you know, there are a couple of new girls that's making headway, and I know I'm missing somebody right now. Oh, of course, Jazz, you know what I mean? But she has.
I was going to say Jazz.
Yeah, but I feel like those
she's not active
three,
like that, right?
Right, she's not active like that. And I feel like those three, I feel like those three are like the top just in general, you know?
Yeah.
But there are newer girls that are making noise that are active, but I don't know that they are better than them. You know what I mean? I think Eva is really best.
I agree. I think E Heart the best out of all the females. I'm not gonna lie. I think she's the best one. Yep.
Yeah, and then it would be Hustle, but I don't know. Like it depends on how she comes sometimes. You know what I mean? Because I really feel like E Heart could have beat Kayshawn, but she dropped the ball.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was
going
to happen. Kayshawn, crazy, though. That was going to be a tough battle either way. But if it's one woman that has the skill and ability to be able to have a dog fight with Kayshawn, it would be E Heart. Like, I don't see no better matchup for him as far as a woman are concerned. You know, like, she's like, it don't get much better than her. I rocks for her. I can't even lie to you. How you feel about...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, guys. You got to get the guys, yeah.
The guys, because, see, I'm, like, debating because I'm thinking of my favorite and really who's really, like, the top, you know what I mean? I think one of the best battle rappers, because my favorite used to be, my favorite all time would definitely be Hollow. I feel like Hollow is.
Hollow. Yeah. Hollow was a. He probably on my Mount Rushmore. I rock for Hollow heavy, especially some of them older battles that he did. Man.
Yeah, I think he's the epitome of a battle rapper. But I feel like maybe with Legacy, I don't know, when I see like this newer wave of battle rap fans, when he comes up, I feel like he's not getting, he doesn't get his just due in these newer conversations, but that could probably be based on his last few battles, but I feel like he's like one of the like the best. But the top guys right now, I would say, you know who doesn't get? I feel like he's really, really, really good, and he would definitely be one of the top guys. Is John John? I think. John John always, because what happens now with a lot of them, where they kind of like. John John very rarely has dropped the ball. I can't really I heard he dropped the ball, I think, versus – I'm not sure what the last – I don't know if it was Shook. I'm not sure who he battled. I didn't see the battle. But for the most part – and this is, like, where a lot of them kind of, like, ruin their legacy a little bit or, like, they veer off because they don't show up. But he really shows up. I feel like he has shown up the most, like, consistently. That's what I mean. Like, really showing up every time. Like, even this battle I just saw that he had in his own league where he had the whole culture tuned in because of how his opponent and him sold the battle. He showed up. He had three really solid good rounds, even against an opponent that he probably didn't think was on his level. You know what I'm saying? So he always kind of shows up. So
yeah.
I feel like John is definitely on my top three right now. I would say John John. I would say, like who I'm checking for. I don't know why I'm stuck. On my other list, I would have Charlie Clips. I think Charlie Clips is one of the best of all time. But he's somebody too.
Oh, yeah.
He was showing up all the time, though. He be, like, not writing and freestyling. And even though it kind of passes over a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gets over with it a lot. But sometimes it's like, come on, dude. Like, show up, you know?
What about Rolling Lux?
Loaded Lux is definitely on the top right now because he's still active. And even though I didn't love his showing versus Stu Surf, even though he still won, he's one of the best. He's one of the best, right? Like, he's the most, I'm glad you said that. You helped me out because, yeah, he's like, I would say he's probably number one right now.
And yeah, he's been hot. Loaded Lux been hot for years.
Bar for bar, I mean, when you break down the lyrics, I would say he's definitely the best battle rapper who actually raps, who don't just battle. I mean, I don't think nobody raps better in battle rap than Loaded Lux as far as just like, yo, just let him rap. Just period. Just rap. Just start rapping. Loaded Lux, yeah. I would say number one lyricist in battle rap as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You like New Jersey's work?
I was going to mention him, but, like, I mean, he pretty much sat out. I was going to say he pretty much was, you know, he had stuff going on. He sat out 2020.
Yeah.
But I didn't watch that battle, but I've been hearing a lot. He would still be the top because I've been hearing a lot about the battle with him versus Drugs. And I saw it was shot like an abandoned type of setting. And I saw a couple of clips. And he was saying some pretty dope shit against an opponent that's like one of his best, you know, friends, which was like kind of like dope but odd to see. So yeah, he's one of the top.
Yeah,
I know I'm leaving people out, but yeah, he's definitely one of the top.
There's so many people, right? Like, how do you? it's tough when you think about it. So many different styles and so many different superpowers that people have.
Right, but I would say Geechee's one of my favorite new guys.
Geechee's dope for sure. He won like Battle of the Year or something, right? Like, I think like they said like 2 years in a row or something.
Yeah, he did.
With the I think I thought it was 2 years in a row. It's just hard to keep up with everything. I ain't gonna lie, there's been so much going on, man. I've been trying my best to keep up with it, but look, I gotta ask you this. This is an important question I gotta ask you right now. Your boy the Hustler, Cassidy, about to have that battle with Hitman Holler. Who you got, man? We need to hear it. Who you got, and why?
I mean, Cassidy is 0-2 right now. So I got Hitman. Like the rule in battle is that not 3-0. I mean, he could 3-0, but I don't know if Cass is going to level up. Cass is stuck in his era. He is not growing. And that shit don't fly in battle rap right now. It just don't. Like, he's stuck. And the first 8 bars he had against Goods, I thought that he...
It was crazy. I ain't going to lie. The way he started was crazy.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, he adapted. I love the energy he brings. I like the way he set it off. Like, that's the battle rap energy. He got the energy, but he's not adapting. The thing about it
is
hip-hop is like where it don't really matter about the age or nothing like that. It's just about sounding fresh. That's what hip-hop is. It's supposed to sound fresh. Same thing.
That's like for anything, right? Even with R&B, any type of genre.
You're right. It's got to sound fresh. You know what I'm saying? So for him to be coming back and you're like a battle rap, quote unquote, king, it's like the stuff he's saying is not even stuff he's saying. The way he's rapping, it's not fresh. Like, you're not.
Yeah.
It's making me feel like you're not watching game tapes. You're too arrogant or think that you don't have to because you started it. But it makes no sense.
Like, you're above everybody.
Right.
Listen to the advice, yeah.
No, what you're saying, Boss Wayne. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Now, I was just saying, if he got the energy, it should just be, the energy is enough to keep you fresh, but it should match the bars is what I'm saying.
Right, and
I personally feel like, go ahead, Bobby.
It's like listening to an old hip-hop song. Like the style is the style from back in whatever ever, but then now the rap is a little, it's different. It's rap, it's hip hop, but it just
it's more up tempo,
it doesn't sound like, it's like back in the days, they was like, yes, y'all, You know, yeah. People don't rap like that no more. See, that's what she's talking about. You know, the energy is there, but stuck in that same style, you know, so.
Stuck.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's kind of like, but battle rap. Yeah, I see what I'm saying.
Right.
The guys right now, they're doing so much. They're doing so much with words. And he keeps talking this figurative language shit. But that's what figurative language is. He's not doing it. Like, these guys have elevated battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these guys, the way that they're rapping, that is like double entendres and, you know, all, like, that's like that schemes. That's figurative language. Cassidy, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? He's not doing that. He's punching mad basic. It's mad basic. Like, he still sounds good on beat. I feel like his style is effective on beat, but he's not. He's not. So, yeah, my bad. I'm just, like, I wouldn't.
I respect it.
Good.
I respect the breakdown.
I totally respect it.
But look, Rain, you are, You're a battle rapper, and I don't care, but nobody say you nice. I'm gonna say that off the rip. You nice.
Check out how battle you nice, right? Yeah. I heard her eat three people.
Yeah, she nice. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. I feel like you don't brag on yourself enough, but I respect the fact that you humble. But having said that, I respect like your evaluation, and any of y'all that actually battle rap, I respect y'all's evaluations. I feel like y'all have a different air for lyrics. And me personally, as a person who loves music and raps myself and takes lyrics serious, when I think about the whole Cassidy thing, I think one of the things, and I'm a super battle rap fan, super hip-hop fan, the whole nine, but I feel like the one thing that's I'm listening to him, and it sounds like he's still kind of flowing. It's just like you can't sound like you flowing on the beat. It's like you got to talk to him. Like, you got to talk to him. You can't ride that tempo. You can't ride that tempo. You got to have a conversation. That's why Goods is so hard to beat. Like, people like that, like, they can talk to you, and people want you, they want you to talk to them. They want you to, like, front them. They don't want you to, like, hit a nice flow. They want you to talk.
I got you.
They don't want to be able to play a beat and your words are riding directly with the rhythm of the beat, because then it sounds like you're just rapping, like you're not battling. So it seemed like if he could get away from that and just talk, you know what I mean, maybe speed the pace up, change the pace, you know what I mean?
Yeah, speed
like
the
just
pace
do little
up. That's,
things.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's the pace. The pace is not, it's not even about it being like slow or fast. It's just overall, he comes off rusty. You know what I'm saying? Like, every battle rapper, when they take time off, depending, like, you know, maybe only one or two don't go through that, but there's always some rust. And I feel like that's why I keep saying he hasn't caught up yet. He hasn't adapted, because he just seems, like, rusty. So you had two big battles, and like we both saying, like, that first intro in the first round against Goods, we thinking, like, he got it, but then he just lost it. And then the same thing with Arsenal. I don't think I don't remember anything dope he said really versus Arsenal.
No, I don't remember that battle. So that's how I know. And I'm a super Cassidy fan. I don't even remember nothing. So that's how I know that just was not a good battle. That's a and that's a damn shame, because Arsenal is a GOAT, and Cassidy is a GOAT in his own right as far as just being a rapper in general. And that had potential to be a great battle, and it just wasn't. Now, I got something else I want to ask you, right? And if you want to talk a little bit about dating, because I know we're winding down on time, I want to ask you this respectfully. I hope I ain't trying to stir nothing up or nothing, but this is a question that I feel as though is a great question I have to ask you, and hopefully you don't have a problem with me asking you this. But, you know, okay. I seen what you and Math went through. That was crazy. I don't know what happened since then, y'all squashed it. But what I wanted to know is, you know, did y'all get past that, or is there still friction with you and Matt? Y'all never made up. Whatever happened with that situation, it kind of just went. I stopped hearing about it, but when I was watching it, and I hadn't talked to you in a while. When I seen that, I don't know if you did a Facebook Live or something, I seen you going off, and I seen, you know, some of the stuff that he was saying. I was like, wow, where did this come from? That was kind of crazy. But I was just wondering, like, whatever happened with that situation with you and Math? Is that water under the bridge, or did y'all squash
really,
it, or whatever happened?
It's not really. I mean, it is. I never really watched anything that he said about me. What happened was, I'm going to say like this, right? A lot of times, from my angle, like, you see how everybody now is hopping into media, and like him included, or quote unquote, or they're doing like shows and doing interviews. So they're getting to see the other side of it, something that I always saw because I've been doing that from the beginning. And what happens is, a lot of times, I'm bringing it up because him in particular, he made I thought he made some kind of a comment about battle rappers being unprofessional. And I found that so funny because that's exactly how I see him. I never knew that me and him had a problem. So the reason why I'm going to say why I was so upset and why I even did that response is because he had the audacity to tweet mentioning me and saying that I should be canceled out the blue, right? And I'm like, he tied in something that happened with Rapmatic, which had nothing to do with me. I wasn't there. But he knew that. And so what happened was, I brought up being unprofessional. There's a lot of unprofessionalism in battle rap, right? So a lot of times when you guys show up for these face-offs and interviews, you know, they're not professional. You know what I'm saying? I don't say anything. You know, I just try to, like, you know, get the job done. So with the face-off with him in Hollow, for one, he showed up almost 3 hours late, right? That's what I'm saying. Unprofessional.
Oh, yeah. You interviewed him, right? Didn't you interview? Didn't you do that?
I interviewed
them, right?
I did the face-off between.
Yeah, you did the face-off. You hosted it. You hosted the face-off.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Before the face-off, I never knew that me and him had I never had a problem with him. I thought me and him was cool. Actually, I thought me and him had a better rapport than, like, Hollow. Like, I knew Hollow, but I thought I was cooler with Matt, but when he showed up, he was kind of rude. Like, you showed up 3 hours late, then you were kind of rude. He caused friction at the face-off because whatever energy he had for Hollow, he basically caused friction because he went to go – he didn't speak to me. He didn't speak to Hollow, right? But he went to go dap Hollow's cousin. So when Hollow's cousin, and that's on Rapmatic's channel, when Hollow's cousin was like, well, if you don't fuck with my cousin, I don't fuck with you, right? So now it's like friction. We waited 3 hours for you to show up for you to do some, you know what I'm saying? So whatever, the whole face-off, I'm not understanding why he's giving me this whack energy. Like, he kind of made it whack, and this is why I'm bringing up unprofessionalism, because a lot of times, the battle rappers really don't know. Well, some of them do, but they really don't know why they're there. They don't. A lot of the battle rappers don't like doing the face-offs. They don't like it. They've said that. I've seen Arsenal say it. You know, they don't like it. Some of them feel like it's phony trying to sell the battle, but it's a part of your contract. You're there. This is where battle rap becomes corporate, right? You're there to. This is the last opportunity that the platform has to sell the battle. You know why? Because tickets are being purchased online. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're doing these face-offs, live, digital, because we, you know, this is the day before, this is like weeks before, you know, this is another way to sell the battle. So this is why you're there. So when you're unprofessional or you're being rude or whatever, you're not undermining me. You're undermining your platform. I got paid to be there just like you did. This is what they don't understand. So bringing it, you know, I had to, like, highlight that because something else happened similar to with Rosenberg, which I probably will address, you know. But I'm just saying that how I'm lumping them in because what happens is they're unprofessional as artists in these media situations. And then they go on public platforms and they badmouth me. And I'm not playing victim. I really had nothing to do with that situation. But what he was upset about, and why he tied it in, bringing it back. He tied it in because he didn't like what I had to say about his alleged situation with the female. You heard about that, right? Hello?
You talking about this girl? Hey, no. You're talking about the whole, no, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the accusation that was out there about he sexually assaulted. The culture, we know about that. Yeah,
so,
that was a big thing.
And I was asked to speak about it numerous times, and I finally did. But when I did, I spoke about it with Swave, and it was actually a powerful back and forth because it was educational. There were a lot of men that were on there. It was a teachable moment that I basically felt that he could have did a better job at handling publicly. Like, this is where they need PR. I felt like he didn't handle it properly.
Exactly.
And whatever I said,
he needs some training.
That's a great idea, right? Rain, with the whole thing with the PR thing. Like, yeah, battle rappers should
need training.
Too. All of them, yeah.
They need media training, actually. And that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I've been dealing with the unprofessionalism for years because there a lot of them. Some of them are media trained, and they are like gentlemen, as you know. So this is not falling on all of them, but there is a level of unprofessionalism in battle rap that you know I plan to address because it's you know as it becomes more corporate and there's more money being involved, it's just like you know step it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, be more professional. You know what I mean? But anyway, long story short, I felt some kind of way because he tweeted me and involved me in something that, and I might add, whatever Rapmatic did, I think when Math battled Jag, the guy was yelling out that he lost or whatever in between the rounds. So Math was like, that's unprofessional. Again, I had nothing to do with that, but he tweeted me and Rapmatic and was like, we should be, that the culture should cancel us. So that made me feel kind of way, right? So
that's not cool.
I tried to respond, not cool at all, because it was like, this is what I'm saying, it's corny. Like, when I tried to respond on Twitter, I was so, whatever I was saying, it was just a bunch of, like, not good words. So Twitter banned me, so I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So that's why I did the live, and I, you know, so heated in the moment, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to put it out because I wanted to tell the truth. Which is my side is the truth. This is what it is. I don't know why he tweeted me, but on top of that, just to like wrap it up, he went on to, remember how you said that if you into battle rap, you should know who I am, right?
Yeah,
this guy, for some reason, he on Drink Champs.
With Noriega.
Nori asked him who I was, and he said he forgot my name. So,
wow.
You know.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And you know what?
He should not have done that. Crazy.
I only saw it because fans hit me up. I didn't see it. People hit me up, like, how you feel about Math playing you? I'm like, Math played me? Like, for what? Like, why would I be mentioned on your Drink Champs interview? But the fact that he even did that, that just speaks again to not only the unprofessionalism, but what women have to deal with. And the whole, what I left out, though, too, is because I don't really want to harp on the, you know, so you're asking me, is it water under the bridge? It is what it isn't. Because I have not publicly really addressed the false narrative that he put out there and also really addressed him. Stuff like that is sucker shit. You know what I'm saying? And that shouldn't really even be tolerated, but I feel like a lot of times I'm dealing with stuff like that being a woman. There's so many instances that I've dealt with that I have not went public about. Just off of them being unprofessional or just off of, you know, with people wonder, everyone talks about the woman that gets ahead by opening her leg, but what about the woman that is getting stunted because she didn't? You know what I'm saying?
Talk your talk.
So, you know, that's
a fact.
Just the real of
it. Man. I told you, when I seen that rap, I wanted to give you a hug through the stream because, like, you've always been a sweetheart. Like, when I've ever interacted with you, I've never seen that side of you. ever.
Yeah, I never showed
it. I was like,
that. I
whoa.
Never, but I was so
like,
pissed off.
Whoa.
You know, you know, I was
all
pissed
the smoke.
Off because a lot of times women, we don't get the credit for not saying anything. I was pissed off because I kept quiet about you being a professional and all the whack shit that you did, even with the Nori shit, and even down to him reducing me to trying to bet me a massage. I forgot about that part where he was like,
yeah,
oh,
I saw that. I saw
you
that.
Saw all
I saw
that.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw
like,
that.
A massage,
mm-hmm.
nigga? Like, what are you talking about, a massage? You know what I'm saying? And then actually followed up to press me on Twitter, like, what's up with that massage? Like, really? That's when I let him have
wow.
it. I ate it in the beginning. But that's what I'm saying. I didn't talk about none of that. And then you went on to, like, to publicly try to badmouth, not really just me, but my business. That's the same thing I can't respect about Rosenberg Raw. He was also unprofessional. But then you, because I gave my opinion about a prediction, you go on. No, even before that, when, again, I got paid to be there to do the press conference between him and Rex. Him and Rex decided that they didn't have to do it because they were already on Champion. Even though the platform had paid for this press conference, y'all decided to be whack, like y'all undermining me, right? Fine. They had the weakest face-off as far as the press conference go. Every other one, me and D-Rex, we did our job. This guy goes on Twitter and says that me and D-Rex should never host a face-off again. What? Why?
Oh, that's crazy. Man, I didn't even know about this.
That's what I'm trying to say. This is what I've been dealing with. Like, that's unprofessional.
You talking about D-Rex
like,
from Grind Time, D-Rex?
Yeah, D-Rex. That's my boy. But I'm just speaking to how they act unprofessional in person, and then they go and badmouth on social media. You know what I'm saying? That's what I don't like. Because it's unwarranted.
Yeah.
You're unprofessional. I'm being a professional. And you're being unprofessional, but then you find a way to go on social media and say something, you know, negative about me or my business.
I didn't even know about that. The Rosenberg Raw situation. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, but that's making
that
happen
recently.
You know, you're going out there professionally. So yeah, they need some training, media training. But LA doing is playing themselves. You know, really, that's
right.
Just what's happening.
I only highlighted it because I feel like a lot of women deal with that type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think Atlantic, I only think it's one space.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even know what Ratmatic is. So, like, when I think about Ratmatic, I think about you. And I think that since they put your face to Ratmatic, they automatically, like, all right, anything that happens
right.
involving that platform, you're going to catch the heat for it because, like, you're the
right.
face of it, at least in
the face.
As far as, you
yeah.
know, battle
right.
rap is concerned. You know what I mean?
And that's exactly
what's
happening.
That's one of those unfortunate things.
A lot of stuff that they're doing, I'm getting shot at for. And it's just kind of like, you know, it's ridiculous. Like, I was an independent contractor. I don't run that platform.
And you do a hell of a job. Like, the people that's listening, just go look up any of our interviews, any of our discussions. Type in Boss Chick Rain, Rapmatic, you know, Boss Chick Rain, period, on YouTube, and you see all the dope stuff that Rain has done throughout the culture, from battles to interviews. You know what I mean? Just her contribution to the culture is you can't take it away from it, for sure.
Thank you.
Facts.
And so that's it. You know what? First of all, I appreciate you sharing, like, because that's like, you know what I mean? You sharing that with us, you know what I mean? Because that is, like, just been one of those controversial things. And I felt like, almost like I didn't want to bring it up. I was like, man, this is significant because, you know what I mean? It's just a huge story within the culture. And I never got a chance to really find out what happened. I never got a chance to speak with you. It's so much stuff. We would like to be able to it's just not enough time to be able to talk about everything. It's just so much. And you're so plugged into the culture. I mean, you could talk for hours and hours with you about all this stuff. But before we go, I do want to get to touch on a date in a little bit because we never got to. And you know, you had
okay.
that post on Facebook about the whole Kevin Samuels thing. And I commented on it, and that's how we ended up deciding to come on air. You know what I mean?
Right.
Gonna have to get you back on air sometime, hopefully soon, to really go in and really lock in and really go in on it. But I do want to at least,
touch on it
a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, because my thing is, like, you know, what are your thoughts? Like, what did you have against, like, Kevin Samuels and people like him who put that type of energy out there as far as, like, men and high-value men or alphas or just men who hold that position, who have a platform, and put that out there over the airways? Like, what is your opinion? Like, what do you not like or have against people like Kevin Samuels?
Well, I mean, it's a couple things. Like, I would say he was an image consultant. That kind of changed things because then it's like, okay, some of it is coming from that perspective. It's not really like he kind of comes off like a variation of Derek Jackson, you know, just a different perspective, you know, like where he's giving relationship advice to women. But if you're an image consultant, I don't know, I guess the stuff that's going viral, it seems like he just kind of talks down specifically to black women. And sometimes, I mean, the thing about it is, and I'm glad you said not just him, a lot of people with platforms, this is what I don't like about, like, podcasts and just the whole, like, how it runs everything now, because it's like the age of opinionism, but it's not really informed or educated opinions. It's kind of like, I'm just going to give my opinion, and it could be baseless. And if I'm popular enough, then people will take my baseless opinion as a fact. That's what I don't like, and that's what I feel about him. I feel like the scenario that gets highlighted the most is when he told the woman who also made six figures, right? This is a woman who made six figures, had a son, that he told her that she couldn't get a high value man.
I remember that one. Oh man, yeah.
That's one of the most popular ones, right? That everyone talks about. But what it did was it highlighted a bigger issue, I think, for black women who are single and are high earners and don't have the mate that they want or whatever, you know. He basically was telling her that she was shooting too high, that she needed to settle. And all these men were basically agreeing with it. And he was saying so without real context. And then you're telling her stuff like she's going to die alone.
That's one of his famous quotes right there. He told everybody that.
He mentioned something about then he mentioned something about, like, how she looked, like her appearance wasn't all that.
Yeah, well, he asked her to rate herself, and she said she was a 7. And, no, he told her rate herself without using the 7. That was a setup anyway. So you told this woman to rate herself out. It's like, come on, dude. And so she said she was a 6 or she was a 5, but with makeup on, she was a 6 or something like that. So you already reduced her mentally, like, to that, right? And then, mind you, she wasn't, like, a noob. She was someone who's been in business for a few years. Like, I think she's had her own business successfully, like, 6-7 years, and she made over a certain amount. And you're telling this woman, so it's like almost like you're saying, like, so what about he calls them high value men. So what about high value women? He basically saying that a man don't care, a man don't want that. I don't know men like that, though. A man doesn't care I think he asked her about herself. He was just, like, kind of, like, shooting her down, like, every shot. And I didn't really like it.
Yeah, he sure did. And that was sad for a black man to tell a black woman to settle. You don't tell a black woman to settle for whoever she can get or whatever. You know, that's not cool. And she was making six figures, making good money. And she had like an issue with herself. Like, she had a low self-esteem, even though she was making six figures. And she had an issue with men, but still at the same time, like, and she wasn't a bad-looking young lady. She wasn't bad-looking. She had money. I don't know really don't, what her problem was, but he should have been trying to uplift her, not trying to, you know, push her down deeper into the, you know, deeper into the, you know, the dirt or whatever, you know. He should have been trying to bring her up.
Right.
And that's, yeah, you don't bring your, you don't push your people down. You're supposed to bring them up. You got to uplift
right.
your people, man. That's the problem. I don't respect that dude. I don't respect, I don't care how much money he got. Like, I don't care about that. I look at the person, you know, so
but
yeah.
He asked her, what high value men does she know? And she said her father and her uncle, which, like, that should kind of have shot down his argument right there, because how are you telling this woman who clearly was bred this way by her father, like, she has reflections of men from her father and her uncle. So you're telling this woman who, you know, whose father and uncle are high earners and who, and she's a high earner, that she doesn't deserve a high earning man? That makes no
Thank
sense
you.
To me. That's our problem with him. It's no real context. And I don't like people who give their opinions based, like we all give our opinions based on our experiences, but you can't give advice to people based on, like, your negative experience without it being, like, what's the word? Constructive, I guess. Like, a lot of people,
right, I got you.
Not only men, but women do this too, like, giving advice because, let's say, you know, a guy hurt them, like their ex hurt them. So all their advice is like bitter woman advice. I feel like that's him, because his profile, from what I hear, he's divorced and he dated a single mom or something like that. I feel like he's bitter a little bit. I feel like he's giving advice from a place of his experiences, of his negative experiences. And that, I think, is wrong, you know?
I think a lot of women feel like that. Man, I tell you, man, we can talk to you for hours, man. Like, it's always a good conversation with you. I'm not even surprised.
Word.
We would love to get you back on sometime to do a follow-up. We got so many more questions with you, so many more things you want to dive into. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, I would like to would you be down for that, to come back on sometime
when
we're able to work it out and, you know, talk about some more of this stuff? Because I'm telling you, man, look, we had, like, a little game you wanted to play with you. Like, it was going to be crazy. I'm telling you, it was going to be lit.
Oh.
We had, like, a little
game
you wanted to play.
If you want.
You want to do it? Do a little overtime real quick?
Yeah, we can play the game, and then I'll tap
okay.
up.
Okay. Okay. So the game we was going to play, we call it Fossum or Tossum, right? And basically what we was going to do, we was going to ask you a few dating things just to get your mind in tune, to get the people in tune with where you stand on certain things as far as dating and certain little controversial type of, you know, men feel like this, women feel like that. To create that energy, then we was going to play Flossum or Tossum. Now, with Flossum or Tossum, we're going to ask you a question, and you got to choose which one you're going to floss and which one you're going to toss. For instance,
okay.
The first question was black man, white man. Who you going to floss, who you going to toss?
Well, I'm going to floss the black man. I'm going to toss the white man.
All right.
Well, so I'm starting to get a little nervous for a second. I ain't going to lie. I was like, whoa, did she just say? Oh, okay. She said, oh, okay. She said that. Okay. Bad. I look a little nervous for a quick little second.
Nah,
you
that's
know,
a little weird.
Awesome. Oh, okay.
I had to bite the sweat off.
All right. All right, next question is super affectionate or intimately withdrawn?
Like, am I that or you?
No,
or
the guy, the partner. You got to pick. You got to floss one, toss the other.
Or intimately withdrawn?
Yes.
Yeah, like super duper affectionate, like holding hands, PDA, all of that. or none at all, zero, zero, just withdrawn, period.
That's so drastic because I need comments.
That's tough, right?
Yeah, it's tough.
It's no in between.
Well, you know what? I think I would floss the
Damn, it's super affectionate versus
I knew this was going to be a little tough one for a lot of people.
Yeah, this one is tough for a lot of people.
Because people don't like
super
that's over the top.
I could toss the super affectionate only because I feel like if you're intimately withdrawn, then maybe you need the affection.
Okay.
So I would just
all right.
The affection.
That's cool.
Okay. A drug dealer or a nerd? Which one you flossing? Which one you tossing?
I'm a floss the nerd, toss the drug dealer.
Okay.
I ain't mad at that. But when we say nerd, we talk about nerd like the Urkel glasses, no style, no flavor. Like, but he a great guy, but he can't dress or nothing. Like, he a nerd, like from the movies back in the day type nerd.
But maybe Bill Gates or something like that.
Like, real nerd, four eyes, all of that.
Those things you can change, though. I'd rather him be smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you. All right,
I respect that.
Yeah, and it's so funny you just said that. So the next one is street smart versus book smart. So what is so funny you just said that? So we might
segue right into it.
Yeah, segue right into it perfectly.
Well, if I already picked a nerd, I'm a
exactly. So this question, book smart.
Well, no.
So you automatically go to book smart?
Because
you know street smart can help you survive in life.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I'd rather pick the street smart.
Oh, okay. All right, awesome.
So you're going to floss the street smart and toss the book smart.
I'm a floss smart.
Yep, that is true. That's actually true what y'all saying. Yep. Well,
I respect that. Okay. Here we go. This is an interesting one for you. Wealthy and controlling or broke and a gentleman?
Ooh, that one is tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got
That's
you.
That's a tough one.
Back against the wall.
I'm going to go for the broke gentleman. I'm going to floss the broke gentleman. And I'm going to toss the
wealthy. Wealthy and controlling got to go.
Like
we'll toss him.
I don't like controlling.
So you would toss the wealthy and controlling, but keep the broke but gentleman. And I'm going to tell you, someone that's broke may have potential, and he may be on his way to becoming wealthy. So just because he's broke now doesn't mean he's going to be broke tomorrow. So that's actually pretty good.
But if that dude can't even take you to Burger King, then how much is that? Like, I mean, if he's real, real broke, like he can't even treat you to a $5 meal. You know what I mean? As a woman, like how much of that, like, you know, at what point is it, like, intolerable as a woman? You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, but he could also be that broke dude that's in college.
Bobby, you got to let the lady speak for herself, Bobby. You got to let her speak for herself.
All right. Okay, you're right.
Bobby over there playing defense attorney.
I'm going to still floss the broke gentleman.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so next question. Great sex, poor money management versus great money management, poor sex life.
Gosh.
Repeat that for us real quick, Bobby. Repeat that one more time.
Great sex, poor money management versus great money management, poor sex life.
Oh God.
That's tough, right?
That's tough.
I think that that I mean nobody wants bad sex, but I feel like that's also something that we can work on. So I think I would prefer someone that was good with the money, so at least I could trust them to hold it down. So
all
I'm
right.
gonna say I'm
all
a
right. okay.
I'm a floss I'm
the
a
great money management for sex
and bad sex.
Okay. Got you.
Okay.
Got you.
Oh no. I can go with the great sex and poor money management, because then maybe I'll just manage the money.
You'll just manage the money.
usually the women do manage the money.
Hey, real quick, did you think the majority of your female friends and associates would agree with you? You think they would be on the same?
No.
You think they'd be on the same wavelength with you on this one?
No. I don't.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, you mean, I was thinking overall.
Surprised.
I don't think a lot of my friends would pick the stuff that I picked.
No, I'm talking about specifically this question, though. Specifically
this question. No,
yeah.
I think most women would prefer great sex. But I don't know. That's a good question, though.
Yeah, it's very controversial.
I actually think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to really think about. We almost done. We got a few more. Long-term relationship or marriage? Long-term relationship, together for 30 years, never get married, or just get married off the rip and y'all just married legally, documented for the rest of your life? Which one you flossing, which one you tossing?
I might floss the marriage.
Okay. So you do potentially see marriage in your future.
I'm not opposed. I said that I think because I don't necessarily see it, and but I'm not opposed to it, and I think I probably would say long relationship over marriage, but marriage is like a business, and I've never been able to do this, but I would like to have, have a relationship where we were in business together. So that's why I went with the marriage.
Oh, okay, awesome. That's good because a lot of people do.
Yeah, I hear that.
It is a business, arrangement. You know, some people get married for business.
Perfect.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially living in New York, because New York is expensive.
You see a lot of that in Hollywood, right? Like
it's
like, man, power couples and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Right, you see that all the time. Yeah, so that's true. All right. So all right, here the next one is he has 8 kids by 5 baby mothers versus 1 kid with baby mama drama.
Oh, gosh.
So,
well, I'm going to assume that if he had 8 kids and 5 baby mamas, that he's wealthy and he can afford to do that. Baby mama drama could really be really bad. Like, if it's really baby mama drama, that's not something I would want to deal with. So I'm going to have to take the 8 kids.
I got you.
Oh, okay. That surprised me. Okay.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm going opposite.
All right. Hey,
you can tolerate. So you're going on record. Let the record state. Buster Grain is saying that you're not opposed to a guy with a lot of kids and multiple baby mothers. Like, you're not going to. He has a chance. She has a chance with you. as long as he's a great guy.
I mean,
that's what it sounds like
you're
saying to me.
I'm saying that if he can handle, I don't think any woman would have a problem with it if it's under control. So I'm saying in this scenario, I would take the more controlled situation, even with all those children. They could be older, you know. I mean, they could be where he has it. He has good co-parenting going on with five different women. I guess I don't know, but baby mama.
No, but they ages 12 on down. They back to back like Drake. They back to back. The 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, a set of twins.
Yeah,
like
but
young.
That versus baby mama drama. So that means that he don't have baby mama drama.
And see,
right.
Baby mama drama can be bad. You know, there can be, like, physical altercations and things like
it's
that.
It's a lot. I don't want to deal with it. I wouldn't want to deal with that, right?
I respect it.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say, like, you know, when he expects you to embrace his family, and he's bringing five of his children over, ages 6 on down, and they terrorizing your house, you might be having second thoughts about your pick. Why have second thoughts about your pick in that situation? Because you know how terroristic child can be. Now imagine like five of them just running around your house at the same time, not listening, breaking your stuff up.
Baby's kids.
Well, I don't know.
We almost done.
All right.
No, what was you saying though?
No, I was just gonna say if I was dealing with that. Yeah, I don't know. It just depends.
Okay, just a couple more. So stoner, and that's white people's terms, I think more. Like black people, we don't really call them stoner. You know, weed head, you know, or alcoholic. And I'm talking about big, heavy, I mean, just every day.
Blackout.
Would you rather deal with a straight stoner or a straight alky? Which one?
Oh, gosh. And you say that the alky blacks out every day?
I mean,
well,
he drink. Like, he's got a bottle, like, you know what I mean, hard liquor. Like, he drinks every day, the hard stuff, clear, dark, Bacardi, Henny, whatever. He drinks. He's a drinker.
Now,
alcoholic, he drinks every day.
Drink meaning that when he drinks, he doesn't know how to control himself, like doesn't know how to.
Well, we're not saying that,
because
of course, if he's violent and all that stuff, no, we're not saying that. We're just saying he can't stop drinking versus he can't stop
just
smoking.
I got you.
Five blunts a day or a fifth a day.
Not even
a fifth.
A fifth or something, yeah.
Yeah, he got his liquor, the whole nine.
I think I would go with the stoner over the alky. I floss the stoner, toss the alky.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I respect that, yeah. Because, you know, we
people that smoke in the reserve, they
in the house playing video games, they eating, they go to sleep. You know, they watch the weed, you know what I'm saying? You know, that type of thing. Now, you got the guys who smoke a lot of weed, and but they sip a little bit. They're not alcoholic like that. They may drink a beer or two, or maybe a little shot or something. So, but you got that too. But, yeah, but they mostly, they're smokers. They smoke. They smoke weed all day. They smoke a lot of Funtos or Black Backwoods, whatever you smoke. So, but, yeah, okay. All right, so next question. Super adventurous versus super laid back. Or which one you flossing, which one you tossing?
I'm a floss the super adventurous.
Awesome.
Okay,
most
laid people back,
would say
so,
that.
So the homebody, not really your cup
he
of tea.
Tossed.
The dude that just want to chill in the crib all the time, not really your thing.
I get that.
So, I'm like in between. It's because y'all added like these adjectives, like super laid back. I don't want them too laid back.
You want them to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be boring.
Right.
You don't want them to be boring, bitch.
Right.
You need some excitement.
Yeah, I knew a young lady, right? And like I had, you know, my boy, you know, he was somebody I used to hang out with and smoke weed with back in the days. And he never took his woman out places. So she started asking me to go with her. See, I got tickets for this, that, and the other. She was asking me. I didn't want to go with her. You know, I don't want them thinking that. You know, so right. I didn't want to think something was going on. So I couldn't do it. I was like, nah. You know, so couldn't do it, you know. But he was that type of dude. He just, because he also smoked.
Just don't want to.
He didn't want to go nowhere. Yeah, he didn't want to go do nothing. So, yeah. He wanted to smoke weed.
The only thing, though. The only thing about yeah. people that like to shoot, like really, really just energetic and let's go ahead. Sometimes it can be overwhelming if it's like every day we got to up and go. Can we chill in the crib today? Man, you boring. Who want to stay in the house, man? We might not be here tomorrow, but come on, let's go. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's boom, boom, flight this event, that,
right.
this, that. You're like, oh, my God, I couldn't do it. I ain't going to lie. Me, myself, I can't, like. I would, me myself, in that situation, I would have to go with the lead back. But that's probably because I'm lead back, though. So that's probably why. But I can't, like, it's overwhelming to me. Somebody's just like, come on, let's go, come on. Like, no, I just want to chill. I don't want to go to no parties today. I want to chill. Please.
sometimes, you know, it's all right to get out, you know. Sometimes, right
yeah,
to get out.
A healthy balance is always
yeah.
the best case scenario. Right. All right, last one. And this is the one I'm bumping my hands together for. I want to hear what you got to say about this. Alpha male or beta male? As far as your partner, alpha male, beta male, who you flossing, who you tossing?
I'm a floss the alpha male, but yeah, and toss the. I do feel like, yeah, I prefer alpha male.
Okay, because, you know, I'm thinking, like, you're a strong-minded, very strong-minded woman. I can see you and you know what an alpha male is, right? Like, I can picture you and the alpha male clashing. And I don't know you, like, on that level to really know how you handle yourself in a relationship, but I know you're a very strong-minded, independent woman. You know, that could be a matchup nightmare for an alpha who feels
really
like
though,
he's the dominant one. You know what I mean?
But not really, though. That's why I feel like I feel like people have a misconception of what alpha males are, and a lot of stuff that is alpha males, though, in my opinion, different at home. So. And, I mean, everyone's different, but I feel like the alpha males that I know, I feel like that energy applies to, you know, having to compete with other alpha males. But it's not like that, I don't feel like, when it comes to their woman. And the thing about alpha, and I do feel like, you know, feel like I am an alpha woman, right? The thing about it is being an alpha woman doesn't mean that I can't be submissive or that I'm not submissive. So alpha women specifically are submissive to, it's like an earned thing to an alpha woman. An alpha woman will submit to an alpha male, especially if he's showing her that she should. And it's not really by being disrespectful or talking down. I think a lot of those characteristics are really beta, actually. Those characteristics, because the alpha man can respect an alpha woman. An alpha man can respect a woman that is deemed headstrong. Interaction. So a lot of things that I feel that people deem alpha with regards to men, some of those things are beta because they're small-minded. They're not really I'm kind of like attributing like not being small-minded also to being alpha. So I feel like we wouldn't really clash because I would know when to fall back. You know what I'm saying? You got to fall back. And I do feel like, as a woman, an alpha woman, I do feel like, in general, when I look at certain situations between men and women, I do feel like sometimes women don't know when to, like, fall back. You know, so I understand guys are talking about how men feel at times when dealing with women, headstrong women.
Yeah, that's
you,
true.
You consider yourself to be
that.
An alpha female. You consider yourself to be an alpha female, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
alpha respect alpha. Yeah,
I'm gonna say I disagree.
Alpha.
No, I'm gonna say I disagree. I think an alpha male and an alpha female is a matchup nightmare, and y'all gonna both end up down Central Booking somewhere because y'all are gonna drive each other crazy.
It's not like that.
Two dominant, larger than life, like coming together, like. That force is untamed. It's like, how do you tame that?
You see, the
like,
main
how do
thing
you...
is chemistry before anything.
Yeah.
So if we get along like that, I would know, like I said, because you're saying we're going to clash. I'm saying we won't clash because I would know when to fall back. And there will be times that I might be headstrong where he would know, like, I'm just going to leave her alone or I'm going to fall back. Sometimes we will bump heads, but everyone bumps heads in a relationship. But I feel like the respect is there. I feel like some, a lot of things that are,
right.
Yeah, I think that that's how it works. It has to be a mutual respect. And that,
right.
I think that's the main thing. It has to be that mutual respect. Because, see, as an alpha woman, I wouldn't want, like, I don't want a man that I can walk all over. I don't think no alpha. Some women do like that. That's not my thing. But most women
don't.
I do not want to dominate. I don't think most women in general, alpha or not, want to dominate. It shouldn't change because I'm an alpha woman that now, because, that means that I want to dominate. No, I don't want to dominate. That means that I'm dominant.
Gotcha.
It makes me feel that I can submit. I think that's a misconception about alpha women that we're not submissive.
I think it's got to be a different term. I think when you say alpha female, now you're saying you're playing the role of leader. So I think what you're saying is like a strong woman, but not an alpha. If you're an alpha, the alpha is the leader of the pack, like. You're the one that's taking charge. You know what I mean?
Women are in her business, but not with her man. She can lead. She can dominate. Yeah, she can. But it doesn't mean that I have to lead the relationship. I think in general, I don't think that women in general want to lead the relationship. I think
some do. Come on, Rain. I know you got some homegirls.
No, the misconception. Sometimes we leave because we have no choice but to. And so, yeah, you might meet women who are hell-bent doing certain things because that's how they survive or that's how they've lived their life before you. So they have to adapt. And you have to understand that as well, that, okay, this is why she's like this. So I have to show her. Alpha women, though, will respond to action more than you telling me something.
Okay. I think you should you got a nice core following. When you post stuff, people respond. Like there ain't no 5 comments. It's easily 50, 100 plus comments. People value your opinion and you have an interesting perspective. I think you should stuff like this dating, you know what I mean? Utilizing those platforms you have, a very interesting dialogue. Like I think you got something. Like not just in hip hop and all that stuff. You're great at that, but this right here, I think this is a whole different. You feel me, Bobby? I think you could actually do stuff like this, publicly. Like have a woman coming on your live. Like you gotta let me. Got there and produce something for you, man, because I'm telling you, they have it lit. Because, you have that perspective. You got the it factor. You got the following. People interested in hearing what you got to say, even people who are known that, chime in with you. like, you gotta share some of this stuff with the people, because I know they're going to tap in. I know they're going to turn in. You have a powerful voice.
You said that.
For sure.
I've been kind of like working on stuff behind the scenes, and that is my
relationships. Yeah, I think you're good at that. I think you should definitely do something with that, and I think that can have you lit in a whole different market that people will gravitate towards, because women want to hear a woman that's about woman empowerment, uplifting a woman, especially the black woman. I know you're going to be lit. You're going to be lit for sure. I ain't even going to lie. Man, I appreciate you so much. You always are nice. You always humble. You always stay over the time that we agree. I know Bobby said you deserve a round of applause earlier, and I'm saying you actually got to get one now because you deserve it. You're always a sweetheart, always interesting to talk to. Again, we got to get you back on sometime soon, and you know, whenever we're able to work it out with our schedules, and you know what I mean. It's always going to be some very interesting dialogue that we have to go in on. So you know, we can't let you go without you know you letting the people know how to reach you, where to reach you, you know what I mean, all that good stuff. How can they follow Rain?
They can follow me, Boss Chick Rain, on all social media platforms, The Boss Chick Rain on Instagram. I'm on Twitter as well as Facebook. I'm the most active on Facebook. You know, hit me up there or DM me there. And you can hit me up also, BossChickRain@gmail.com. And, I had a good time chopping it up with y'all. So I appreciate it.
Hey man, we appreciate you. This is dope, and you know, man, we got some stuff here that's like, man, some great stuff that, you know what I mean, like I think the people will really enjoy. And so we owe that to you, you know what I mean? Appreciate you coming on. We definitely gonna get you back on as soon as we're able to work it out. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. We got to keep in touch. We got to keep in touch. Is your mask? Oh, no pun intended, but is your mask the same?
I'm a DM. I'm going to inbox you on Messenger. I think
okay,
it's different.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because that was like years ago. Last time, yeah, it was years ago. Okay. Definitely. Keep in contact.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Always a pleasure. I'm glad you hit me up.
Always.
For sure.
New York and Alice. Bobby, you there? He might be on mute.
For Boss Lady Rain, I'm going to try to send.
Boss Chick Rain,
my daughter raps too, so I'm going to send her your information. Okay. Maybe you could set up some type of, some interview with her or something one day, you know. And if you want to listen to her, she's on all the platforms too. Shay Taylor, S-H-A-Y Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Yeah,
okay,
so
yeah,
you
yeah.
can check her out. And she also went to school in the Bronx too. She also lives in the BX, but now she's in Westchester.
Okay.
But yeah, so. But yeah, she's also a New York female rapper, so on all the platforms, she's on YouTube, everything. Yeah, so I think it'll be a great, you know, it'll be a great little thing between you two, because I think y'all would be on the same, y'all on the same page. So
we had her on the show. I send you the link. We had her on the show. We had a dope discussion with her. She got an EP out. It's on Spotify and all streaming services. I send you the link
okay.
just so you can get a. You know what I mean? Catch a
yeah.
vibe off of, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Oh, man, appreciate you so much. Appreciate you so much, man.
Same here.
Yes, man. Great, you know, speaking with you for the first time, Boss Chick Rain. Sorry about that. Boss Chick Rain. I'm looking forward to hearing from you again, hopefully, in the near future.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to just close off the whole show. Sometimes we let the guests just go and then we finish talking, but Okay. I can think of what else is there to even say, because, I mean, you smoked it. What else is there for us to say right now? So I'm going to just close it out. We can close out together, man. So, man, this is It's Real Talk Radio, Tate Real, Bobby G, our very special guest, Boss Chick Rain. We signing out. Salute. We'll catch y'all next week. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.